condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
"Hey, I have EPI?"
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. Every day, I talk to listeners from all walks of life about their journey to financial freedom and how they can get there. But right now, I want to take a minute and talk to all you local businesses out there. Guys, it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this together. It's important to keep your business relevant right now because it'll really affect how you come out of this crisis. I want you to keep reaching out to your customers and your potential new customers right here on local radio. Let your community know you're open, how you're helping to keep them safe, and how your business is operating in the current conditions. Your message to your customers is key to the success of your business. Get your message on the air, and remember to stay safe and stay calm. We are going to be all right.
To get more information on advertising on WSDA, call 540-434-0331. 540-434-0331.
When you buy from local merchants, you support your community and your local economy. Your dollars go where they are needed most, toward improvements to the town and people of the valley. Why buy local? Local businesses support the charities, athletic leagues, school activities, and other local nonprofits that matter most to you. Supporting local businesses preserve the economic diversity of our communities and the character of our neighborhoods. How can you help? Shop locally. Join WSBA and F&M Bank in support of local businesses like this.
Johnson Funeral Service is locally owned and operated. Johnson's highly trained associates have been dedicated to serving the valley with compassion and care. Call Bridgewater at 828-2542 or Grandos at 249-8800.
Shop local. Supporting local businesses will help strengthen our local economy, give back to the community, and create local jobs and opportunities. Go local. Brought to you by F&M Bank, with convenient locations throughout the valley to serve you. Invest in your community. Go local. It begins with you.
This is Thea Russell, Program Director for Girls on the Run of the Shenandoah Valley, inviting you to join our virtual 5K, November 14th through 21st. Proceeds support girls in our community as they set goals and challenge themselves to discover their confidence, compassion, and resiliency while participating with the Girls on the Run team. Run, walk, hop, or skip November 14th through 21st to support strong girls. To register and learn more, go to girlsontherunsb.org. That's girlsontherunsb.org.
It's the Mike Schickman Show on News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSBA.
Mike Schickman Show on a lovely Friday. Boy, it's a little chilly, a little nippy, but it's fall. And we do have football. A lot of people think of dogs as man's best friend. But according to folklore, it's horses that are the original man's best friend. Horses are estimated to have been domesticated since 6,000 B.C. Now, there's a lot of things to know about horses, but did you know that horses have the largest eyes of any land mammal? And their teeth take up more room in their head than their brain. Although the average domesticated horse has a lifespan of 25 years, the oldest horse ever recorded was Old Billy. He was 62 years old. And one other neat thing to know about horses, there are currently 33,000 wild horses here in the United States. Most of those horses are found in western states such as New Mexico and Wyoming.
Today's Farm and Garden Almanac is made possible by Feedworks USA, providing feed additives for the dairy and livestock industry. Information at FeedworksUSA.com.
This is News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSBA. Harrisonburg Radio Group Station. It's 4 o'clock. This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. What a difference a day makes. Joe Biden now leads President Trump in four of the key battleground states still being watched at this hour as votes are still being counted. They're Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Mr. Trump leads Biden in North Carolina. in Pennsylvania, there's only 14,000 votes between the two, but Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney has this message for the president.
I think what the president needs to do is, frankly, put his big boy pants on. He needs to acknowledge the fact that he lost, and he needs to congratulate the winner, just as Jimmy Carter did, just as George H.W. Bush did, and frankly, just as Al Gore did, and stop this and let us move forward as a country.
CBS's Enrique Acevedo is covering the vote count in Nevada.
The difference between both candidates is a little over 20,000 votes. Hillary Clinton won the state by about 27,000 votes, and the total count is now over 90%. So that's where we are in the race and in the outstanding balance count.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, an ardent supporter of President Trump, says he will work with Joe Biden on whatever he needs.
The vice president deserves a cabinet. I'll give him my input about who I could vote for as Secretary of State. Attorney General, I recognize that he won. He deserves a cabinet.
CBS News is projecting that the husband of former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, retired astronaut John Kelly, will defeat Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally. CBS's Nancy Cordes says that evens things up in the Senate.
It is 48 to 48. We have four races now that we've projected Arizona, that have yet to be called. And at this point, it's a tie. 48 Democrats, 48 Republicans have won their election.
The U.S. recorded about 122,000 new COVID cases yesterday, breaking the record for new daily coronavirus cases for a second straight day. Correspondent Jim Crisula says some of the nation's top medical experts are focusing on potential treatments.
The status of dozens of possible COVID-19 treatments has been discussed during a virtual meeting involving top infectious disease experts, including Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The lessons we learned from HIV was the commitment of substantial financial and human resources, which we are now replicating with COVID-19.
The American job market is clawing its way back steadily, if slowly, from the hit by the pandemic recession. CBS's Jill Plessinger.
With the sixth consecutive month of gains, the labor market has recouped about 12 million of the 22 million jobs lost due to the pandemic. That leaves us with 10.1 million fewer jobs than we had in February.
At the close, the Dow lost 66, S&P losing about a point, NASDAQ up 4. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruits for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code FRUIT.
Doors are being slammed in your face, and bad credit is holding you back. Raise Credit has dedicated over 40 years to helping everyone get a 750 credit score. $99 can get you started. If you need a credit score of 750, $5,000, or $50,000 of credit, if you need your credit score to go up, Raise Credit is the only one that can help. Raise Credit will personally rebuild your credit to a 750 and build you all the credit you need. Guaranteed are your money back and a $1,000 Visa when you complete the program. 800-490-4140. That's 800-490-4140.
There is a neighborly dispute in Laguna Beach, California, fit for a 1960s sitcom.
The folks next door, playing tech billionaire Bill Gross, and his partner Annie Schwartz have been blasting the fiend of Gilligan's Island, dancing and taunting over complaints their backyard art installation is blocking high-priced ocean views. Gross commissioned Dale Cihulli to create the artwork. He blames his neighbor for damage to the piece. It cost more than $50,000 to repair. The Wall Street Journal says both sides are seeking counter-restraining orders. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Just as happened earlier in the year, some big chains are limiting the amount of toilet paper and disinfecting wipes you can buy. Kroger says customers can purchase up to 2 items when it comes to those, as well as paper towels and hand soap. Giant stores began putting a limit of just 1 large toilet paper and paper towel sizes. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WSBA all-day traffic, powered by Door Gorilla. You can't go wrong with Gorilla Strong. Online at DoorGorilla.com.
Big problem on Interstate 81 southbound. Now marked at 254 north of Harrisonburg in Washington County. All southbound lanes are closed. Currently traffic back up 4 miles. major delays on 91 southbound as you approach Harrisonburg. May want to get off at the New Market exit, but expect heavy delays on Route 11 as well as cars try to get around the accident. If you're seeing it, and we're not saying it, call the traffic tip line at 540-432-1128 and let us know. From Newstalk 91 and 550 WSBA, I'm Mario Ritzler.
WSBA's local AccuWeather forecast, mainly clear tonight, low 41, winds light and variable, mostly sunny and mild tomorrow, day way to start the weekend, high on Saturday, 74, wind south southwest 3 to 6 miles per hour, then Sunday will be mostly sunny and mild, with a high of 74. Mostly sunny and very warm Monday, high 73. I'm AccuWeather's Holly Holden on News Talk 92.1 and 550. WSBA.
Sunny blue sky, 71 at WSBA, and the winds are calm. Time for news being brought to you by Town & Country Furniture. They are in the Valley's home place for real American-made quality and value on Route 42 in Dayton. Online, Tom Sober. Here's Mario.
For News Talk 91 and 550 WSBA. I'm Mario Ritzler. More than 1,500 new cases of COVID-19 in Virginia. Locally, 20 new cases in the city of Harrisonburg. 17 apiece in both Rockingham and Kenroy County. Now, there were no new deaths in the listening area, and hospitalizations were at a minimum. Numbers from the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association, though, were a bit alarming as ICUs are at 81% capacity, and ventilator use has increased to 36% of the state's stockpile. Currently, 1,057 patients are hospitalized across the Commonwealth and being treated for COVID-19. Now, James Madison University has seen a massive decline in the number of COVID-19 cases. School President Dr. Jonathan Alger credited the drop in cases to several steps taken when the outbreak occurred at the beginning of the school year, including transitioning to online learning and de-densifying residence halls on a temporary basis. Alger added, though, during the CMU Board of Visitors meeting this afternoon, now's not the time for the school to let its guard down.
Now, we are not, of course, celebrating or taking a victory lap because we know the pandemic is ongoing and the threat continues. But we have done an awful lot over these last few months to continue to strengthen our approach and our response.
Alger says the school will continue with increased testing, increased quarantine and isolation space, other safety measures on campus and in the classroom, as well as focusing on student conduct. More than 90% of those who have tested positive for COVID-19 in Harrisonburg have not needed to be hospitalized, meaning they have either been asymptomatic or have had mild cases. Infectious disease specialist Susan Green says whether it's COVID or the regular flu, many people can care for themselves at home.
Milder cases of influenza or COVID should pay attention to staying hydrated, monitor their temperature, monitor their breathing, get some rest, and obviously isolate.
Green notes that flu and coronavirus have similar symptoms and are nearly impossible to tell apart. Outcasting. 409 Newstalk 91 and 550 WSBA.
Searching for furniture that you can pass down to the next generation? Town & Country Furniture in Dayton has Amish-made heirloom quality furniture at affordable prices. Shop a full line of solid wood furniture for any room in your home. Enjoy the beauty of real wood, made uniquely yours, with stained colors and hardware that can be customized. Local delivery is always free. Town & Country Furniture feels like home. Shop local. Shop Town & Country in Dayton or online at towncofurniture.com.
You're listening to News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSBA. Philadelphia police say two armed men from Virginia were arrested yesterday near the convention center for an ongoing vote count to decide the presidential election. Police say the men, who were both from Chesapeake, traveled to Philadelphia in a Hummer and did not have permits to carry the weapons in Pennsylvania. Were arrested for a theft after authorities received a tip from Norfolk police about their plans. A silver Hummer with Virginia license plates was parked at the location where police say they found the men, one age 61 while the other was 42 years old. Men will be charged with firearms offenses. Their names will be made public after they've been arraigned. And a beekeeper wants the city of Harrisonburg to appoint a committee and set standards to keep honeybees. Tom Knapp told the council last week that he caught 18 forms of honeybees in traps placed within the city limits so far this year. He said most people confuse honeybees with yellow jackets.
What gives bees a bad name are the back end of the bee, right? People get stung. But 99% of the time, people are getting stung with yellow jackets. Vietnamese, I call them. And I don't deal with those whatsoever.
Nat says honeybees have been thriving in Harrisonburg for centuries, and he added hundreds of cities across America, allowing them to promote bees in urban environments. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSBA, I'm Mario Ritzler.
Well, one of the problems is in some of the urban environments, the bees can get mugged. News brought to you by Town & Country Furniture. They are the Valley's home place for real American-made quality and value. On Route 42 in Dayton and online at townco.furniture.com. Our question of the day.
What is it?
We want to know. Let's get ready to make some road trips for the holidays.
Yes.
What is your single most favorite song to drive to? Go to WSBA 550 and let us know. Your good friend Al.
Oh, what is he? You know.
Running on Empty by Jackson Browne.
That's not bad.
Ed and John say Willie Nelson's on the road again.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. And Billy says Tom Petty's Running Down a Dream. That's what about for you? Now, I also, in the survey, a couple of the other interesting things here, that